Hi, this is David for Citizen Relay, just thinking about some reflections on the day six of the Citizen Relay tour. I've kind of had a day where I've been offline, I guess, in terms of off the tour, but then also spent most of my time online in terms of uploading content. So considering what we've achieved today, sort of level of activity that we've achieved, and I guess considering what we've done on the website and the sorts of groups that we've interacted with, so I'm just going to reflect a little bit upon that as I go through. I've spent the first part of the day looking at producing a post for the Guardian data blog based around about what we've achieved to this point, and just kind of thinking about how one of the key points has been the way community media centres have been set up, and quite hastily sometimes in the local libraries, coffee shops, even in some of the community pubs that we've encountered because of the nature of the Wi-Fi signal that allowed us to actually operate as some kind of media centre in these places. I think also just beginning to look for that blog about the kind of impacts, just in terms of the numbers, actually. So we've already got an excess of 100 audio booths, in fact, probably getting near 150 of those already, 100 YouTube videos almost, multiple Instagram images that have come through, and a significant amount of hits on the website, in the thousands, 2,000 to 3,000 per day over the last sort of 3 or 4 days. Again, I think this is something that many of us never really expected, maybe didn't think that we could do. But I think the key issue here is the way in which we've actually been able to generate content. So even today, albeit there was only two or three of our kind of people, coming down and moving in terms of Jennifer Jones and Kat, we had people in Dundee and Brechin who were actually then generating content. We'll see a lot of that coming through tonight, for example. But then there are others, I guess, who are still sharing content. And again, that's for us been one of the key things that we've seen over the last few days, where people are sharing their blogs and sharing their Storifys, one of those tools that we've been starting to use quite significantly and effectively, I think, to try and sort of curate a little bit about what's happened through each of the days. So, we've actually now got 4 or 5 days of Storifys where one of our reporters, Jerry Maguire, initially has brought some of these together just to kind of have that pause at the end of a night that says, this is what we've actually done, this is what we've actually achieved. And they've become pretty popular, and people are kind of quite interested to see what we've achieved. Because it's multimedia, you can get these stories really nicely, and they look good and sound good. I think one of the other key things that we've seen today really is the way in which others have now begun to want to take our data and actually visualize that data. So I know we're going to be probably have an audio booth tomorrow night with Martin Hoxie, who's been mapping our audio booths so we can see geographically where all our audio booths have taken place. We obviously have our own documentary film taking place of the project, which is really interesting, just to kind of reflect upon the kind of physical journey that people have gone through. But the way that we're now actually able to see a timeline that Martin also produced of Citizen Relay in terms of its tweets and other content, it's just remarkable the kind of activity that we've been able to generate over a short period of time. We're in Edinburgh tomorrow, which will be really exciting because it's kind of, I guess, the last big day in terms of we're going to have a lot of reporters there. We're going to try and really recreate what we saw in Glasgow a few days ago, where we had a really significant number of reporters with all the interns there. And again, we're able to really spread out across the city and actually generate some really interesting content. So the project's going to end officially in a couple of days. But at the end of my blog post today, the kind of key point I made was that actually this is probably just the beginning. So keep listening. 2 days to go. See you tomorrow.